Content warning, y'all. We have lots of fun making this podcast, but remember, we watch a lot of R-rated films, use language that reflects that, and joke about heavy topics to create levity around these themes. If that doesn't feel safe or could be triggering, please take care of yourself. We want you to have fun listening too. This also means we might not be suitable for children. Oh yeah, and we spoil the end of all the movies we pod about. Thanks for listening. My kick me. Oh God. Please help me. Help me. Hip. Hip. Hip me. Hip.
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 Hi.
Are you recording?
I'm recording. So are you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's a little, we took a small brief hiatus to really remember why we were doing this.
Just reflect.
Yeah, to reflect.
Get back to our roots.
Also, I lost my voice.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah, me too. I lost my voice. I couldn't. There's nothing that I could have.
Well, I would have just been talking like this.
Hopefully no one will notice because there should not be any break.
No, there was. I just wanted to mention it because I feel like there's a possibility we might seem like it's...
We might probably sound like
the first episode all over again.
We might...
Talking about fucking John Lithgow.
Sound more mature now?
No. I'm never worried about that. Mature. But really part of taking a break too, I feel like, was because I really did not want to do anything but watch Mr. Mercedes.
Yeah, we got pretty sucked in.
Yeah, I think that part of why I didn't want to start watching it, every time you were like, you want to watch Mr. Mercedes, I was like, no, because I knew some part of me, I was like, I'm just going to only want to watch 3 seasons of a TV show. I'm not going to want to watch any movies, and I got to commit to this podcast. Uh-huh. But then we watched it, and that's all I wanted to watch. Even though I don't know that I don't even know how I feel about it. I just had to watch it all.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's fair. It was compelling enough.
I liked the first season a lot. Uh-huh. I liked the first season. Plot wise, the second and third season plot didn't care as much about, but the character development was just so phenomenal.
Yeah.
I loved seeing everyone interact. Like it was.
Yeah, there's such a clear shift in
tone,
and whatnot. But it's
But it didn't
it
like
really works.
Yeah, but it's didn't not... feel like what I liked about it so much is that it didn't feel like you do that into the mic like a grown up, Keith. It didn't feel like it felt like it was a natural character progression. It didn't feel like they switched everything up because it wasn't working, which is always like they'll do that sometimes. Well, they'll be like, oh, yeah, we didn't like any of this stuff that we were doing, so we changed it all. It felt like because they were like, okay, time passed.
Uh-huh.
You know, like it was a year later. So,
And more importantly, they clearly got
a budget.
More room to curse. There's so much, so many fuck words.
I feel like first season had a lot of fuck words in it, too.
By comparison.
That's fair. But yeah, I feel like Mr. Mercedes isn't unique in this, but like shows that can say the fuck word.
Uh-huh.
Like season one, if they get away with it, season two, it's all they say.
Yeah.
Cause we watched another show. I can't remember what it was.
Game of Thrones.
No, we never watched that. Good Lord.
Happy 10th anniversary.
Game of Thrones is something like I started watching. So, okay. So I've mentioned this in podcasts. I will mention it again in a podcast. I am not good with names. I am very bad with names. And that's like, I'm bad with spelling names. I'm bad with pronouncing names. I'm bad with remembering names. Names are not something
bad
that
with
I
excel having at. Names.
I'm good at a lot of things. I am not good at names. It took me a long time to recognize this. It took me a long time to admit it to myself. And now I'm just like, okay, you have to just own it. Game of Thrones is all about names.
Oh, yeah.
I could not. I like second season.
Yeah, it's the same as Lord of the Rings in that regard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like, it felt like way more overwhelming. I was just like, I don't understand. Like, they'd be like, I feel like I understand more from like having a Tumblr and seeing people talk about the characters on Tumblr than I could ever pick up from the show. Like, it was so, like, literally, because I like watched the first season just like, binged the first season and I was like, oh, this is pretty interesting, but it took forever to get to dragons. Like, that's all I cared. Like, it was like, just went dragons. Oh, and then yeah. Like, it wasn't until the very last episode that there was any semblance of dragons. And I was like, God, you know, took forever. So it's also a slow burn show, which I don't, and I hate fantasy. I really hate, like, I don't, well, let me rephrase. I don't hate fantasy. I don't like medieval fantasy shit. I don't care about it that much. It's usually super white. It's usually super kind of racist. Mm-hmm. There's all I think is that nobody showered and they all had like fucking syphilis.
Yeah.
And that's all I can think about. And then when they do like fantasy stuff and it's like, we want to be as realistic to the time as possible. I'm like, this is so fucking boring. Oh my God, it's so fucking boring. And I know that it like picked up as the show went on, but it wasn't fast enough for me. It didn't catch my interest. And that's not shitting on anyone who liked it. It's just like, I couldn't pay attention. But the main thing is when I started watching like the second season, it was week to week.
Mm-hmm.
And so from last week to this week, I was like, I don't know who any of these people are. Yeah, They're saying names. They keep talking about each other. I don't know who anyone is. Are they connected? How are they connected? When are they going to be connected? I don't know. Yeah. And it was so confusing. And I was literally like, I can't. It was so difficult for me. And it just like felt overwhelmed. Like watching it, I was just like not enjoying it because the whole time I was like, who are they talking about? Wait, what is that about? Wait, what happened last week? And then I would miss whatever they were saying because I was like trying to figure out what the fuck they had started talking about. And then I'd be like, wait, what did they say? And then I'd be like, wait, they were who are they talking? Oh, was it this person? And then they'd go to that person and they'd have a different name. And I'm like, wait, if that's not who, who's, oh my God. And so it was just like the whole thing. I was like, this is so overwhelming. And it just wasn't, I couldn't feel entertained by it because of that.
Yeah.
So I've never watched Game of Thrones.
I watched up until the Red Wedding. And then was like, no, this is not fun for me. I feel bad after I watch it. Like, why am I doing this to myself?
Right.
Then I got back into it a little bit because everyone was, and I wanted to pretend like I was a normal human.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like week to week.
Yeah.
Like I was all caught up and also I just quit caring.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I really only cared about Dinklage after a certain point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
After all the characters I like got killed, just right away.
Yeah.
Then he was the only one left that I gave in shits about.
So I didn't say this at first, but I feel like it's worth a mention just because any excuse to like, you know, whatever. But I started watching it with my ex-girlfriend. Like we started watching it together. And we both stopped watching it because we felt like it was too difficult to keep track from week to week. Like it was too hard for, like, I was like, I don't know what anyone's saying. I was bored. I think I tapped out. And she was like, this show is way too rapey. She was like, I can't handle. Yeah. So she didn't like watching it. She didn't enjoy it. I wasn't enjoying it. And so we just stopped watching it. But then when, right before she dumped me for someone else, that other person was really into Game of Thrones. So she was like, oh, we should start watching that again. And I was like, ugh, I know what this means. Surprise, I was right. You know, I don't know why you decided you wanted to stop watching that and I listened to you. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess you could just start watching it if you wanted. Okay, maybe. Oh, fun. Anyway.
Life imitates art.
life.
So this is now
includes farts.
This episode is about Game of Thrones.
The 10th anniversary of Game.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
But
remember 2011?
Oh God, yeah, that's when I moved here. Oh God.
No, for real?
Yeah, 2011 is when I moved here. I know.
That means me too.
Yep. Because we moved here the same year. We just didn't interact until a year later.
No, I know that.
That sounds like such a fart, but it's just like a text message.
Is that mine or yours?
That's mine. I just have it tucked into the chair, so it just like, it's just like
farts.
Bam!
It's like the modern day whoopee cushion. We don't need whoopee cushions anymore.
Wow,
like,
so fun. Oh, God. There's probably just a fart app.
Oh, 100%.
A fart app. Who am I? Guess.
Okay, but anyway, Mr. Mercedes.
Yeah, Mr. Mercedes. It's weird. It's a Stephen King thing. We got on a kick last
year.
Yeah,
one of our...
Because, like, last year, I just... Not that anyone doesn't know or that anyone that doesn't know even gives a shit, but, like, we basically decided to make the podcast after we had started... We made a list of all the movies that we watched, like, just last year alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, in like 200 movies at least.
Probably.
Like, so many movies.
Yeah.
And most of them were just, like... ridiculous off the weird movies that we just felt like watching. So we were like, oh yeah. And also I just want to talk about all the people that I wanted to finger blast on a podcast. So we just decided to.
How many people on a podcast do you want to finger blast?
I don't know.
On this podcast.
At least two people.
At least one, please. Please. What's
so
anyway,
So
we watched almost
every
adaptation of a Stephen King thing we could get a hold of,
and some of them. So here's the thing: my opinion on Stephen King, like I haven't read like every Stephen King book that there is, obviously, because I am not good at reading. But like, I feel like especially like his. Stephen King's like weirder shit or like the stuff that's like got like a lot of like descriptions of things that aren't like reality based, you know? Like it's really interesting to read, but they're all, I feel like they're so like not confusing, but I don't even know the word for it. It's like, they're not, based in like a reality that exists, obviously. So like they're just like an idea sort of. And like so much of the time people try to translate that into like something really real and like literal. Like they try to translate what he's saying into something like they take it like very, very literally. And I'm like, okay, but you know, it's not gonna.
Well, yeah, this.
Yeah, it's just like it's not gonna translate, and it never does because it's like just I don't know, just make something up that's I don't know, like I think. Oh man, we watched so much Stephen King stuff though. We watched The Langoliers. We watched The Night Flyer.
Yes.
It Chapter 2, which is a great example of someone boffing like Stephen King. I love the
book. We watched The Stand.
Yeah. The Stand. Oh, the 90s. God. That was like the first thing we watched after quarantine. That was like the, because we were like, oh, we're trapped in the house. Let's watch a miniseries.
Yep.
So bad. We watched, to be clear, we watched
The 90s
the
one.
90s one. Yeah. We haven't seen the remake yet.
Not much desire, personally.
I'm interested in it just because I'm interested in the people that are in it, but like.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like adaptations of Stephen King stuff have been getting better.
Uh-huh.
It Chapter 2 is not one of those examples, though. Because it just, I felt like It Chapter 1 was like, I don't know. Like, they just did so many things in It Chapter 2 that was stupid.
Yes.
So stupid. Like, just the CGI of the kids' faces alone. I'm like, y'all, really? This didn't need to be. Because you're like, you tell a story from the kids' perspective in the first movie, and then the second movie is the adult perspective. Fine. That's not how the original story went. It's split up throughout. So you're dividing it into two sections. Right. That's fine. You don't need to add these little kids that are teenagers that have to be CGI'd to have like the face of a toddler.
Because yeah, why didn't you actually film that part?
Right. Well, because I don't think they had. I think like it hadn't gotten greenlit until after the. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
it
doesn't whatever. Make sense. Who directed those?
I think someone different directed the second one.
Oh, really?
Then I think so. I think that's why that's why it shifted so much. I think something changed in the. I think the first one was done by someone, and then the second one. Someone else, you know.
That guy.
Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong, though. Maybe I'm wrong. But yeah, like the whole thing with. Yeah, it was just. Yeah. It was stupid. And. Didn't make any sense. But like Stephen King stuff is real. The Night Flyer, I think, was one of my favorite.
Yeah.
That was so fucking weird. That was so fucking weird.
Great ending out of nowhere.
Yes. Yes.
I also really like The Langoliers more than I thought.
Yeah,
I would.
The Langoliers is really good. That's a really good one. I feel like the choices for, I mean, other than Bronson Pinchot, which.
Same director for both.
Really? Ugh.
Andy Muschietti.
There's something so tonally different about the second one, though, that I was convinced it was two different directors.
I get it.
The Langoliers, other than Bronson Pinchot, I feel like the choice for actors does not make any sense.
Yeah. Don't you forget about meat.
Gross, 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 gross.
I'll be alone. Ground in some Chuck, baby. Why?
Stupid, but it was funny.
I walked the whole wide world.
The Dark Half was another. That was a good one. I liked that one.
Yeah, directed by George A. Romero.
Oh, shit, okay. Well, yeah, I didn't think I was going to like The Dark Half, even though I enjoy Timothy Hutton a lot.
Well, that's right, it was Hutton.
But yeah, it was,
on the Ritz.
I didn't think I was going to like it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be annoying, but it was so fucking weird.
It was weird.
Enjoyable.
Yeah.
Which is another thing. Like, I feel like when you just lean into the weird aspects of Stephen King is when the stuff turns out a lot better than when you try to make it seem like super literal or whatever. You're like, yeah, let's just do something weird.
Yep.
That's fun.
That is, one of the few books that I have read by Stephen King.
See, I haven't read them.
Most of them I read in my teens, so
yeah,
I don't remember much about.
Yeah, that's fair. I always forget that you've ever read Stephen King because I know your aversion to horror before I tainted your soul. Yeah.
Well, reading is different than films for me.
Yeah, it's worse.
Well.
Because it gets into your head and gets. Like, for me, reading it is a lot.
Well, and to be fair, I didn't read the scarier.
Yeah.
Like, I got big into the fucking Gunslinger trilogy.
See, I've not, like, I've had people be like, you have to read the Gunslinger. And I don't like Western shit. It's one of the most boring things ever. And so, I've not read it because I'm like, oh, God, I don't care. And I know that it's going to be Stephen King and weird, but I don't.
Well, it's like, also post-apocalyptic.
Right.
So there's that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know that. Yeah. I mean, what I'm saying is like, I know it's not like a cut and dry Western. Like I'm not under that impression, but I just like, if the draw is that it is a Western, I'm going to be like.
No. As we've learned too, like it's to me, it's a very boomer thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it makes sense, you know, like Westerns were a big deal in the 40s and 50s, right?
Also, so Stephen King's a boomer, so.
Exactly. And people really love to try to merge Westerns and horror, or did for a while, have done.
Oh, yeah.
And it's never been terribly interesting for me. None of the results that I've experienced.
Yeah. No.
Near Dark. Near Dark 30. Vampires by John Carpenter.
No, I don't. I hate the whole like.
That's Till Dawn.
Yeah. That's. I don't feel like that's too much of a Western. I feel like that's.
Yeah.
Because.
Winona Earp, though.
Yeah, that's more enjoyable. Yeah. But they don't do...
It's not vampires, for one. I don't know why it's always got to be fucking vampires in Westerns, you know?
Because I think people are under the impression it's never been done before or something.
I guess. Like,
but yeah, Winona...
Also, it's set contemporarily.
Yes, correct. And it's not really a Western. They have, like, Western aspects to it, which is fine, but,
well,
like,
and yes.
But it's not, like, they don't try to, like, it's not, you're not, like, immersed in Western shit. Is what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, there was something else I was going to say. I don't remember. Oh, and another Stephen King thing we watched. I think this is one we might have watched this year. 1922, was that the one?
Oh,
that was really good. That was really good.
Really enjoyed
that. I heard that it was good. I heard that it was really good and a slow burn. They were like, it's really worth watching. And it's true. I was like, oh, yeah, it's one of those, like, it's slow burn, but it's almost not, like.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a slow burn because that, to me, feels like there's. Right. A payoff, like a, I mean, like a buildup, and
right,
then a payoff.
Right, and then yeah, but like things happen. Yeah, it's just one of
those.
There's
no like big reveals or something.
No, yeah, no. It's really.
Yeah, it's intense.
Yeah, and like,
who plays the lead?
Thomas Jane, I think.
Okay,
I think that's it.
He was terrific.
Yeah, he's also in the guy from Dreamcatcher. I struggled to say that word correctly,
and it still didn't sound right. Dreamcatcher.
I was trying not to say dream. Uh-huh. I don't know why, and then I said Kantner or something. I don't
Keckner.
Know. Keckner.
Dream Keckner, brother to Ron. Is that his name?
I don't know.
Who played Packer on The Office?
Oh, I don't remember.
That guy's
last
name is Keckner. Anyway,
I don't know.
Yeah, sorry.
And I always say. I always forget Packer's name and call him Doofer.
What? Yes. You do?
Yes. There was one time Doofer? I was like, what's his name? Doofer? And you were like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, what is it? Poopy? I don't know. I was like,
let's grab a snacky.
Doofer.
Snacksy.
Yeah. So.
Big yellow thing. Yeah, I really like Dreamcatcher.
Yeah.
I did not expect you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really, it's ridiculous and fun.
Yeah.
No, he's not a Dreamcatcher. Wait, is it Dreamcatcher? Shit, it's Dreamcatcher, or am I thinking of, no, I'm thinking of The Mist.
Oh, yes.
He's in The Mist.
The Mist. That's a good one.
Oh, what's his name? The other one's in Dreamcatcher, I think.
The other one.
Maybe it is Thomas Jane, too. Maybe it's Thomas Jane.
There's no way we'll ever find out. Please call in if you know the answer.
There's, oh, fuck.
Jason Lee's in Dreamcatcher.
He is. oh God. So Aaron Eckhart, I think, is who is in Dreamcatcher. To me,
there's a lot of people in Dreamcatcher, so I'm not sure which character you're talking about.
The one I thought was Thomas. To me, Thomas Jane and Aaron Eckhart look really similar, and I get them confused.
Are you thinking of Morgan Freeman?
Oh,
Thomas
actually,
Jane.
Is Thomas Jane?
Is in
Dreamcatcher?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Somebody? No.
Jason Lee. Damian Lewis.
Uh-huh.
Oliphant.
Yes, Oliphant.
Oh, fucking Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah, he's done it.
Oh, my God. That's fucking right. I forgot. Tom Sizemore from The Relic.
Oh, my God. Tom Sizemore. How does he get acting jobs?
I didn't think he was bad in The Relic.
He doesn't
do
anything bad. That's exactly what I mean, though. He's only ever a horrible character or in horrible movies. And so I just associate him with awfulness. So I get confused that he's... What are you shocked at?
There's a movie from this year called Dreamcatcher.
Oh, is it?
It's not a remake.
Oh, okay.
Unrelated. Dreamcatcher was directed by Lawrence Kasdan.
Oh.
Who will come up in a later episode.
Okay. I believe you. Is he the father of someone?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
The Mist. also Thomas Jane.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. But I get him and, yeah, anyway. I think Thomas Jane was married to, or together with Patricia Arquette, I think.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Okay, what else did we...
We've seen so many Stephen King things.
It's true.
I really want to watch... I really want to rewatch the 90s It.
Okay.
Ugh.
I liked it. I watched that.
I love it.
Like right before quarantine, I feel like. Or like the end of 2019.
No, you watched it... No, you watched it way before then.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because I kept being like, I want to rewatch that. And you were like... Oh, okay. I deleted it off my TV
app that I subscribe to. I totally
pay
for
money and my DVR. I deleted it off my DVR. That's what it
is. On my TiVo. On my web TV. Do you remember that?
No.
I feel like I ask you this all the time.
What's web?
It was a way to have, it was a subscription service, I believe. But
that can't be.
It was a way to have the World Wide Web without having a computer. You would surf on your television.
Oh my God. Okay.
Late 90s.
Yeah. Okay. I saw people doing that and it was the worst thing in the world that I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not fun.
Uh-huh. I think you all had to do it all via like a remote.
Yes, the remote, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like there was a keyboard on the remote.
No, it was like literally like arrows and you'd had to type everything. No, and it was bad. It was like one of those where it's the same as like if you had like a Nokia and you tried to like access the internet from like your Nokia phone.
Yeah.
It looked like the same. Like you weren't like getting anything. It was all just like shit.
It was the late 90s, so.
Why would you pay for that?
Well.
Why would you pay? I like.
Anyway.
Stephen King.
Yeah.
He makes...
Also, Dr. Sleep. Home run.
Oh, my God.
So good.
Fuck me. That was... Oh, that was good. It was good.
And remember
shit.
How it turned out that we watched a director's cut or something?
Yeah.
Didn't realize that.
We didn't know.
We just thought it was the theatrical release was 3 hours long.
Which, fine.
Yeah. I was never bored.
Nope. Not even remotely. Good God. That was a movie that, like... That's some good shit. I even rewatched it like a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yep, this is amazing. And they do so, oh, God. Yes, watch it. Dr. Sleep.
Oh, we watched all the Pet Cemeteries.
We did. Oh, my God. Yeah. Mm. Remake. Fine.
Yeah.
But
the best part is Lithgow.
Yeah, Lithgow is in it.
Best part of Pet Cemetery 2 is Clancy fucking Brown, of course.
Best part of Pet Cemetery 1 is...